This is the UCLA Mindful Weekly Meditation, recorded at the Hammer Museum. Each week, Diana Winston, Dr. Allison Pimentel, or one of the UCLA Mindful teachers, leads a 30-minute guided session offering a variety of themes and practices to cultivate self-awareness, emotion regulation, and increased well-being. Thanks for joining us.
Welcome to our Thursday Mindful Awareness Meditation, and I'm Diana Winston. I'm the director of UCLA Mindful, which is the Mindfulness Education Center of UCLA Health. I'm wondering if there are a lot of new people here. Raise your hand if you've never been here. Oh, okay. So a big group of them, but mostly returnees. I want to welcome the people who are watching this virtually. We have this live stream, so there's many, many people around the world who are joining us in our meditation. You can just kind of imagine that as we sit here together. We come here to practice mindfulness, and mindfulness is paying attention to our present moment experiences with openness, curiosity, and a willingness to be with that experience. So it's really, how do we meet whatever life brings with awareness, with kindness, with compassion? These are the tools that we learn when we practice mindfulness. I've been thinking a lot about the time that we are living in, where there is just there's a lot going on. It's very intense. It's very challenging, whether it's challenging for us personally because of something we're dealing with in our lives, in our personal lives, or very challenging on a sort of larger global scale. And so the question is, how can mindfulness help us with what for a lot of us is some very difficult emotions we may be dealing with, emotions like anxiety, confusion, grief, anger. So this seems to be the tenor of all, whenever I talk to my friends, when I talk with students, it's just, there's just a lot of strong emotion. Mindfulness can teach us how to be present in the midst of it all. How do we mindfully hold whatever difficult emotions are arising? And the way that we do it is sort of counterintuitive. Typically, when we're having a difficult emotion, what most people want to do is get away from it, right? Like, oh, I'm feeling really anxious. I wish it would just stop and go away. Or when we're having a difficult emotion, we avoid, what mindfulness invites us to do is not to avoid or distract, but actually to turn towards. And we turn towards it with awareness and compassion. And so what does that mean? It means letting yourself have the emotions. Know that there's nothing wrong with you, that these are normal emotions, they're appropriate responses to difficult things that are happening. And we bring our mindfulness to it, and as we turn towards it, we start to have a little bit more space, a little more capacity to hold the difficult things. And sometimes when we're with the difficult emotions and we really stay with it with mindfulness and compassion, there is a kind of a change that begins to happen where we start to be able to have a little taste of fearlessness in the midst of fear, or love in the midst of grief. And so, and similarly with the other emotions. So we're going to play with this today, that how do we stay grounded, connected to ourselves? We're going to do some basic mindfulness practice, especially if you're new. And then we're going to explore how to work with this difficult set of emotions. And just to acknowledge, there may be some people here who are not feeling difficult emotions right now. If you are, I don't know. Okay, there's one person raised their hand. So when I get to the part about the difficult emotions, if that's not happening for you, you don't need to dig it up. Like, stay happy, stay peaceful, and just, you know, continue on with what we were doing earlier with just being present with your breathing, connected to yourself. Okay? So let's settle in and get comfortable. You can find a posture that is comfortable for you. There is having your feet on the floor is great if that's available. And then your back upright, but not too rigid or tight. And if you're practicing at home, you might be on a couch or a bed. That's also fine, just as long as you're staying somewhat upright. Hands resting wherever they're comfortable. And your eyes can be closed, but if that doesn't feel good to you, you can leave them open and just have them looking downward so you don't get too distracted. And let's begin with a few deeper, longer, slower breaths. And with each breath, inviting yourself in more fully into this present moment. Coming right here, right now, what's happening in my body, what's happening in my heart, what's happening in my mind, just letting whatever is here be here. And now let's bring our attention to our feet, feeling our feet on the ground or the base of our body on the ground, just noticing the solidity and the support. Feeling the touch, and there's heaviness and warmth. There might be a sense of vibration or tingling. It's feeling whatever is here, but also imagining that the ground can support us. So below this room that we are in, or wherever you are, there is the earth, and the earth is a great support. So just by noticing, by sensing in, imagining and feeling the earth below our feet, that can be very grounding and centering when we're feeling difficult emotions. So just noticing your feet on the ground, maybe noticing your legs on the chair and that support, and that there is the earth below us. And soften your belly. Let your hands be soft. Drop your shoulders, let them relax. And let your face and facial muscles soften. Seeing if you can simply be. Notice your body and mind. Notice what's happening in your body as we begin to relax a little bit, perhaps. Also notice what's happening in your mind, your emotions. Everything is welcome from the perspective of mindfulness. It's just what's real. It's what's happening in this moment. Now let's turn our attention to the sounds around us, sounds in the room or outside the room. Noticing the sounds coming and going. Our temptation when we hear a sound is to think about the sound. What is that? I like it, I don't like it. See if you can simply listen, get curious about the sound. It's coming and going. Does listening to sound calm you down? It might or might not. Is it enjoyable or is it difficult or annoying? Just to notice, especially if it's a new practice to you. And now bring your attention into your body once again and see if you can notice your body breathing. Can you notice your abdomen rising and falling with each breath? Or your chest expanding and contracting with the breath. Let your breath be natural in its own natural rhythm. You can notice your nose area. Can you feel the air moving through your nose? There's tingling and warmth, coolness. Movement. So for the next part of the meditation, to get the basic skill set of mindfulness, we're going to focus on something, our breath in our abdomen, chest, or nose. Or if you enjoyed listening to sounds, you can go back to that one. Choose whichever is the clearest or the easiest. If you can't decide, choose something. They all work equally well. And now we can notice breath after breath, feeling the breath, natural breath, or sound after sound. One breath ends, the next begins. There might be a pause in between. And as you stay with the breath or the sound, you may notice that your attention starts to wander. Now you start thinking about things, planning, remembering, imagining. And so on. If this happens, you're not doing anything wrong. It's completely normal. When you notice your attention has wandered, say a soft word in your mind like thinking or wandering, and then redirect back to your focus. And then you'll just keep doing that over and over again. You're with a breath or a sound. You get lost in thought, you realize it, and then you come on back. So that's the basics. People with more experience know that you can open to other things in your body and mind as they become obvious, predominant. Or you can just stay with that, what I described to keep it kind of simple today. And if a strong emotion arises, bring your attention back down to your feet. Just feel the solidity and notice what's there. And we'll explore that a little bit more in a few minutes. But for now, let's try this in silence. And I'll guide the second part in a little while. So as we continue the meditation, notice how you're feeling, notice what's happening inside you. See if you can let whatever is here be here. Take a breath. And let's feel our feet again, feel that grounded feeling, connection to the ground. So it will be a support as we enter into this territory of difficult emotions. And remember, you always have the option to go back to being with your breathing, listening to sounds. You don't have to come here with me if you don't want to. So let's start with an emotion that many of us have been feeling, which is anxiety or fear. And as I say the word, notice what happens inside you. Maybe there's something specific you're anxious about, that when I say that word, you're reminded of it. And just take a breath. And with our mindfulness, notice what anxiety might feel like in your body right now. You might notice thoughts, oh, I'm anxious about something coming up or something in the world. And just see if you can bring your attention into your body. What does anxiety feel like? And make sure to breathe. Maybe it feels like vibration or tension in your chest. Maybe it feels like a contraction in your stomach area or solar plexus. Maybe your breathing gets shallow. Might be thoughts that are a little anxious. So just taking a moment to be aware and breathe and feel that, yeah, anxiety is here. It's normal. A lot of us are anxious right now. And as you stay present with it, maybe offering a little kindness to yourself, consider the possibility that we can be fearless even in our fear. That we can hold this anxiety with a kind of fearless compassion. And imagine right now that if this anxiety were to transform into fearlessness, what would that feel like right in this moment? And just using your imagination, doesn't have to actually be happening, but just what would it be like, fearlessness when I'm afraid? So we're honoring the emotion, but we're also allowing it to morph and change, turning towards it. And now notice what you're feeling in your body, taking a breath. Some of what we're feeling is the feeling of grief or sadness. And as I say those words, notice if that's true for you too. Or maybe this is the main one you're feeling. And so turning towards it, what is sadness like inside me? Heaviness, heat in my face, tightness. Just bringing curiosity, openness to the experience of sadness. Sometimes we can put a hand on our heart, as we bring compassion too, because sadness, where it's there because we love deeply. And so we can shift the sadness possibly into this great compassion. Compassion for ourselves, compassion for the world. There's so many of us who are struggling with anxiety and grief. May they be free from that anxiety. And feeling our feet on the ground and taking a breath. And you might notice if another emotion you've been struggling with is confusion. What do I do? I don't know. What does that feel like if we turn towards it? Is there confusion here? Does it feel a little foggy, tightness in your face? What is confusion like? Can we open to the confusion just by noticing, acknowledging it, remembering we are not the only one? And breathe. Feel your feet on the ground. And as we allow ourselves to sit with the confusion, the possibility is clarity. Clarity of vision, moving from disempowerment to action. So what would that feel like? What would that feel like in our body and mind if we had more clarity? Maybe there's something you can get clear about right now. And then taking a breath, feeling our feet on the ground. Last one, anger. Anger is a natural response to perceived injustice. And if there's anger right now, you're not the only one. But just to check in, what does that feel like in my body? Tightness in my belly, tightness in my hands, heat. And so being with, turning towards, feeling, allowing it to be there, not thinking that something is wrong, that you're feeling this. It's just, it's an appropriate response. Letting it be here and breathe. And what happens as anger transforms, as we can turn to it, it becomes power. Can you tune into your own power? Taking a breath. What does that feel like in your imagination, in your body, right here and now? So let's, as we bring the meditation to a close, let's again feel our feet on the ground, take a breath. And let's imagine that from this room, all these beautiful qualities go out into the world. Fearlessness and compassion and clarity and power. Healthy power as we just move out into the world in a different way. Grounded, centered. So may everyone everywhere experience these beautiful qualities, especially those of us who are struggling. May go out into the world and may people transform in heart and mind. So let's take one more breath with awareness. And then when you're ready, you can open your eyes or end the meditation. Maybe a little wishful thinking, but you know, we have the capacity to change our hearts and minds. I mean, that's what these practices are about. And when there's so much challenging us, we can learn to hold what's here and meet it with these qualities of clarity and strength and compassion and kindness. It's all here for us. It's in us. Doesn't feel like it, but it's in us. So let's see. This has been a co-production of the Hammer Museum and our UCLA Mindful. We have an app that is free, always free, and all of the meditations that we have here are online. Me and several other people are on the app, and you can listen anytime. There's a flyer when you exit, and there's a mailing list. You can sign up for the UCLA Mindful mailing list. We have programs and classes going on a lot, especially a lot online. This is our main in-person one, but we're here every Thursday. And if you have any questions, I'll be out beyond the hallway out there, and I'm happy to say hello or if there's anything you want to talk about. All right. Thanks so much, everybody. I'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to the UCLA Mindful Weekly Meditation from the Hammer Museum. For more information about our classes, workshops, and retreats, please visit uclahealth.org/UCLA Mindful. Join us each week for a new session on mindfulness.